Do you also have staff in Kigali?
Yes, I have staff in Kigali, colleagues in Kigali, dealing with the outreach program specifically. We have an office there called Umusanzo. Umusanzo, which means, I think, reconciliation, or something like that, because you know that part of our mission, part of the mission of the tribunal, is to render justice, and through rendering justice, try to make reconciliation with people, because you can make justice fine, but if that is not reconciliation, that means these things can blow up tomorrow. People can wake up and say, oh, okay, fine, but it is now my time, maybe, you know, to whatever. It is so sad. That's why part of our mission is to render justice, the job of the judges and the lawyers, work on reconciliation, part of them also, and also a very important part of us, the press information, because people should know that justice is done and justice is rendered in a fair way, and from that maybe they can sit together, build something new, and start something new, yes.
So you just touched on a few different ways that your office has dealings within Rwanda, and you're reflecting some on the sadness, the tragedy that happens there. Can you tell me, reflect back for a minute, what you were doing in 1994 and when you heard about the events going on in Rwanda?
1994. The tragedy started in April 1994. I was in Paris. At that time I was working for a private channel TV called Canal Plus. I think that I was, the first day that I saw what is going on, I was sitting in my living room with my daughter, who was at that time 4 years old. And I was shocked. I cannot describe what I felt the first time that I saw these images coming from, I don't know how to describe it, but I was so shocked, so sad. I couldn't imagine that these kind of things can happen, you know, in these 20 centuries. I was not prepared for that, and I think that nobody was prepared for that. And especially when you are sitting with your daughter, she was 4 years old, but I think that she understood what was going on, really seeing these people, you know, killed with machetes, killed with stones, you know, babies, old people, women, and really that was something shocked. And at that time I didn't think that I will one day apply to come to work for the tribunal, which mission will be to try these genocidal, quote unquote, if you can call them that.
Can you share that story of how you came to apply here?
Well, as I tell you, that when these things happened, I was sitting on my living room. That was where I was watching these news, and also when I was also in the office, I used to share, you know, I'd say the feeling with some colleagues, asking me, well, what is happening there? Is the world crazy now? How come these things can happen and nothing is done? And I think that was just by chance, because some few years after that, in the year after, I think I went to New York. I went to New York for a mission. I went to the headquarters, because I had some colleagues and some friends working there that I approached, who approached me, yes, saying that it could be maybe interesting if you want to join the Department of Information, which is called DPI, Department of Public Information. That why not it can make a change for you, because you know you used to work for a national TV. Because before that, I used to work for my national TV in Senegal. That from there, that I went in Paris to work for this private channel, which is Canal Plus, that can be, as we say, a plus for you, because you have worked for the national TV, you have worked for a private TV. It will be interesting for you maybe to work for an international group like, you know, the United Nations. And that's how I went there. I approached them, but at that time they didn't have nothing for me, because I think that when they said this place, they didn't think first of all about information or communication. That was maybe just a small part for them. The most important for them was to set the place with lawyers, with judges, with who else is involved in law, but not exactly press people, because at that time I think that they were a little reluctant, you know, about press people. They want to keep them aside because they were not very confident with them, because the lawyers are not used really to work with press people. That's why at that time I think that they didn't think that it will be important for them to improve or to develop an important office of communication here, which is now the case. And I approached them and I went to the DPI. I met some people there. I feel a form for that, but it took long times. And in 1996, they informed me that they have a position here for an information officer if I was willing to join the place. I didn't know where Arusha was. Yes, I knew Arusha because it is, as a journalist, I know that Nyerere, the former president of this country, yes, had a very important speech here, yes, called Declaration de Arusha. And also I was following also this peace process, for the Rwanda peace process, you remember that. And well, but I couldn't imagine that it was so far and it was out of wherever, you know, it was so difficult to join this place, because at that time, coming from Europe, coming from Paris, you have to travel, well, which is the case until now, the whole day. I mean, you have to travel the whole day. You leave there at 6 o'clock and you join this place at 10 in the night, and it was not so easy. And fine, and when I came here, my first day, I think it was not so easy. That was no office for me. They were not expecting me, maybe. I had to sit somewhere in the corridor. The whole day I spent it there, nobody looked at me. But we were not so many. Maybe at the time we were something like less than 50 people we were. And at the end of the day, I went to see the chief of administration who was there, and I asked him, and I told him, well, you know that I'm here, I'm coming from Paris, I'm the new information officer, but nobody has welcomed me, nobody has given me, shown me an office, whatever. What is the problem? Well, he was so busy. Okay, we will solve the problem, then whatever. The day after, that was the same thing. And which is very funny is that I saw an office which was closed. Yeah, the door was closed. Okay, I knocked at the door, that was nobody, and I opened the office. It was an empty office, and I entered there and I sit. And the problem is that it was not an office for the press, it was an office for a judge. And that when the chief administration at that time saw that, he quickly ran in the office, asked me, please come. Could you come out of this? I said, No, fine, I'm fine here. Don't worry, I'm fine. I have found my way here. He told me, no, this is the office. It was not only the office of a judge, it was the office of the president at that time. Okay. And they find me at the end of that day, they find me an office somewhere. And I started walking, but it was not really easy. Because as I told you, they're not used to press people. The judges deals with confidential, let us say something very, you know, sensitive, which is law, and which is something deal with, you know, the future of people and things like that. Usually they keep the press aside, and that was really the case. To have a little information for them from them at the time, it was a mess. I had to fight to have the information. Yes, and I remember saying them, listen, I'm here to do a job. If you don't want me to do a job, I can move now. I can just pack my things and go back to Paris. I can do that. You just have to tell me what you expect from me. I mean, everything is secret here. I don't know what is going on. But after things has improved, things has improved. And after they become, you know, more not friendly, but you know, more used, you know, to see me, you know, hanging around or you know, asking questions, because as I said, that's part of my job. If you don't give me the information, I can ask also. And slowly, we have set that office. People are joining the team. And now, as you say, we have an office here, and an office also in Kigali, which works very, very well, which goes to the field, which goes to the countryside to inform people on what is going on. They organize, you know, exhibitions there. They organize workshops. They do whatever should be done to reach maximum of people.